Welcome, this is Signo de Avance, the podcast of Avanciencia, the Colombian Association for the Advancement of Science.
In this episode, scientific culture. Science and technology have a fundamental role in a society. The recognition of its significance as a cultural component implies the development of policies and strategies to promote a scientific culture for all people. What is the social value of science in our society? How close are we, and how much do we understand and apply science in our daily lives? How does the investment in science, technology, and innovation return us knowledge and positively transform people's lives? The promotion of scientific thinking skills is essential to achieve a society with a critical and analytical vision. This implies the advancement towards scientific vocations for girls and boys. Efforts should be directed to the consolidation of a national science, technology, and innovation system that integrates and impacts all citizens. Avanciencia commemorates the International Day of Scientific Culture and joins the initiative and conversation to recognize in scientific culture a priority topic of global interest. In this episode of Signo de Avance, we share with three experts who have a broad experience working with the government, academia, industry, and civil society. We ask them, what is scientific culture and why is it important?
Scientific culture has two dimensions. One is what it really means for the researchers who conduct science. It's this set of norms and values that researchers follow. It is the parameters of the scientific process. How do they go about researching and finding what the natural world is all about, and how to behave, and it has a certain amount of values and ethics. And then the other dimension is what it means for the public. And for society at large, scientific culture means certain closeness and understanding of science, of what it is and why is it important and how it makes our lives better, but also the perils where science can take us if we as a society do not handle it properly.
We welcome our first expert.
My name is Angela Posada Swafford. I am a science journalist and communicator in diverse platforms for different audiences, including children, for young adults for whom I write science and adventure novels. But I also devote some of my time in science talks at Colombian embassies around the world, where I think it's also very important an effort to build bridges among countries. I am a former MIT Knight Fellow in science journalism, and I do believe science communication is more crucial than ever now.
Angela Posada expresses her perspective about the importance of scientific culture.
Scientific culture is important because it, in a way, it has allowed the countries that embrace it to become technological powerhouses. Definitely a country that embraces science also embraces technology and has a chance of expanding its political influence and its economic benefits.
We receive our next expert.
For me, scientific culture is sort of that position of science within the society. So how is science perceived by the people? How is it valued? How much do people value investing in science, for example? And how much do they think it is affecting their lives? Do they think science is an active part of their lives or not? And this is really important because it, depending on your culture, it will tell you how integrated science is to society. So how much of that knowledge that is being generated is actually permeating into society. And this is important because the power of science really relies on its ability to transform society.
Laura Galvis introduces herself.
I am a Colombian scientist. I studied a Bachelor of Science with a major in genetics, but my research has been mostly focused on developmental biology and regenerative medicine and muscular dystrophy. I am currently working at a startup in Belgium, looking at developing cancer treatments. And besides my research, I am very interested in science diplomacy and women in science. So I am part of the science diplomacy network called Diplocientífica. And I am also the chair of the Colombian chapter for the Reorganization of Women in Science for the Developing World.
We'll listen to the thoughts of our next expert.
Scientific culture is or should be a culture in which a society relies on science, on the one hand to promote community well-being, and on the other hand to ensure the health of the ecosystems and the long-term sustainability of the planet. And because we humans are the ones who invented and practice science, a scientific culture in modern societies is one in which science is regarded as an instrument, of course not the only one, to guide and assist the decision and policy-making processes. In that sense, in a scientific culture, important positions and responsibilities, political, administrative, are assigned based on merit, skills, aptitude, knowledge, or experience. In a scientific culture, a society adopts a scientific approach. The society is able to understand the benefits, but also the disadvantages and limitations, and is ready to question the very validity and convenience of that approach. I think a scientific culture is important because it empowers and equips people with the necessary tools to navigate the world around them. It also provides governments with objective criteria to make decisions and to formulate and evaluate policies.
Let's meet Diego Sandoval.
I'm Colombian. I studied electrical engineering at the National University of Colombia. And in 2010, I was awarded a scholarship by Conciencias for studying abroad. I went to ETH, the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich. I have worked for 15 plus years, most of my professional life in research and development, mainly in the industry. I'm not an academic, but I still have strong ties and collaborations with academy. For instance, I supervise a few PhD students in Rwanda and in Colombia.
We want our experts to talk about their analysis of the question, which is the role of science in society? Angela Posada gives us her viewpoint.
The role of science in society is to make our lives better, healthier, to give us safe access to water, to cure our diseases, to help us better communicate, to help us having more fun, to contribute to better quality of sports and education. But one has to be wary because when science is not well used, then it can produce the opposite effects to all of that.
Laura Galvis addresses the concept of science.
So for me, science is a method that we've developed to sort of try to understand the world around us. And this method is characterized by the use of observation, experimentation, and the testing of reproducibility to develop laws and theories that not only allows us to understand, but also allows us to predict. For example, today we can send a rocket to the moon because we know the force, the energy needed, to the direction, so that we can successfully achieve this. As the knowledge generated by science has accumulated, its impact in society has become more and more visible. So it's really hard to find someone at the moment that doesn't have internet, doesn't have a phone, or even there's social sciences as well that are driving processes throughout society.
Diego Sandoval makes us aware of the guidance that science itself can become.
I think from a philosophical point of view, the role of science is fundamentally to help us to understand the world around us. And on the other hand, to adapt to it, to transform it, and to improve our quality of living. It serves as an objective standard, again, not the only one, and not always the best one, to resolve conflicts and disputes. And it's also a guide in decision and policy making, assisting societies on planning and defining their future. The effectiveness of this role, or whether science is fulfilling this role, should be measured in terms of the impact on the well-being and prosperity of the community and the environment, instead of using abstract proxies like rankings or meaningless metrics.
This is an excellent opportunity to ask them, who are responsible of encouraging and investing in scientific culture, and are they doing enough? Angela Posada highlights the importance of concerted efforts.
Who should be investing and supporting science and who is not doing that good of a job or who could do it better? Well, in general, we all as a global society bear the responsibility of supporting science. But financially speaking, mostly is governments who should be investing a sizable amount into science. It's not done all that too well in a lot of our countries, including Colombia. And we could definitely do it better. Why? Because all those other programs that governments are interested in, health, education, infrastructure, communication, all of that is depending on science. I also believe that the private sector, firms, companies, also have the responsibility of directing some of their capital into science, both basic science and practical solutions. It should be a concerted effort, but I do think that a lot of the countries, you can clearly see where the nations that devote more money from government are the ones that normally have better solutions.
She complements.
I also believe that science communication should be a diplomatic effort made in embassies to the world, where they can link the science and scientists from the both countries. So there should be a concerted effort by the foreign relations ministries of countries, very much including those of Colombia and Latin America, to have professional communicators, scientists, science journalists working in their embassies staff for them to be able to make these important bridges.
Laura Galvis points out scientists' responsibility in the matter.
I think in a way everyone is responsible, but probably scientists have a bigger responsibility given that they are the ones that currently have access to this world. So I think it is a privilege. Privilege comes with certain responsibilities. So I think we need to do more as scientists to try to make sure that the knowledge that we are generating doesn't just stay in our silos and in academia, but rather that it permeates as much as possible all of society. I also think for governments, it's really important to promote scientific culture because usually governments fund a lot of the research with the idea that this knowledge will benefit all of society. But the degree that knowledge will benefit society depends entirely on society having access to this knowledge. So I think it is in the interest of governments to make sure that money they're investing in science is actually coming back to society, putting actors together, universities, private companies, civil society. And finally, I think for the media, it's really important that, you know, we show science as a career that is feasible, that is accessible, and as a model that we can all aspire to.
Diego Sandoval refers to philosophy in his answer.
Well, the Platonic or Socratic ideal is that philosophers should be the rulers. And this can, of course, be interpreted in different ways. For instance, that the rulers must have the moral standards and the thirsts for knowledge and wisdom of the philosophers. Or it can also be interpreted as knowledge and experience playing an important role in the decisions that define the future of a community. Promoting science should then be the responsibility of dedicated governmental or private institutions, ministries, academies, associations, initiatives, and so on. Whether they are doing enough, and I guess you're asking specifically about the Colombian case, I think there were important developments in last years, namely the creation of a Ministry of Science and efforts of former Colciencias to form professionals both in Colombia and abroad. But of course, more could be done. It is very important to have a sustained effort, a long-term commitment to bringing science into decision and policy-making, a meritocracy aspect I mentioned before, and more importantly, involving communities, making them active players instead of just passive users of science.
Our last discussion revolves around the inquiry, how to bring science to people and promote a scientific culture? Angela Posada reminds us of the importance of specialized scientific communicators.
Bringing scientific culture to the general public should be done by people who are specialized in doing so, namely science journalists, but also other kinds of science communicators, people in museums, people who talk in schools. Scientific communication needs people who are specialized in it, need support, they need jobs, they need well-paid opportunities and projects from academia, from media, from institutions. So academia, for example, a lot of universities in Latin America, they do not have specialized reporters, in-house staff that really knows science at depth. So this is something that needs to be addressed if we're to start disseminating that science that academia does into journalism so that they can do it towards the public. But there is a dire need to really support science communicators in all ranges.
Laura Galvis invites us all to enroll in science.
So I think we need to start by talking about science. So how can we make science a topic of every day? And I think scientists are key for that. This is an invitation for everyone to just talk about your research to your friends, your family. Try to learn to use a language that is inclusive for everyone. And also I invite people that are not scientists to lose that fear of talking about science. Maybe you don't fully understand the science behind it, but that's okay. You know, it's okay to have a conversation where you ask the questions, to maybe contact the people that do have the answers. And I think the key to promoting science is to just lose the fear and to make it something that makes part of our daily lives. I also think, as I was saying, with the media, I think it's really important to be able to see scientists as people we can model as role models, people that are important contributors to our society. So in Colombia, at least, we tend to value a lot artists and football players and a lot about politicians, but there's not a high representation of scientists in the media. And so if we show science, if we make it part of the daily conversation, well, then people will think about it more, and they will also see it as a path that's more feasible or more they can follow. And this is especially important for children.
Diego Sandoval elucidates the meaning of having a scientific attitude.
Well, by imparting and guaranteeing access to free quality education, by exposing people to reliable, verified sources of information, but on a more fundamental level, by encouraging people to having a scientific attitude, observing, being curious, learning to be skeptical, to question the realities, asking questions, formulating hypotheses, rejecting or validating them.
We thank Angela Posada Swafford, Laura Galvis, and Diego Sandoval for their participation and valuable contribution. In the production, Saya Garavito, Jamile Castro, Francisco González, and Mariana Rusi. Music, Francisco González. Narration, Mariana Rusi.
We hope that this program of Signo de Avance has been of your interest. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, or directly in our digital magazine, innovacionesciencia.com. Follow us on social networks as @Avanciencia, on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Visit our website, avanciencia.org, where you can find information about the activities of the association and news related to science, technology, and innovation. Become a member and be part of our community. We'll meet again in the next broadcast of Signo de Avance.